Do you think in 2020, after we get through this presidential debate and whoever wins, that you might vote for Kanye West?
I think at this point, and considering kind of like what's going on, and it's, I mean, it is serious business, but it is a little bit of a comedy show right now because they're forever taking little jabs at each other. And really, and I don't vote, and not just because I cannot vote right now, but I don't. I'm never in the UK either. And I'm not someone who complains about it either, because if you complain about it, then you should do something about it. Because I think when you kind of break it down, really, they're all pretty much the same. They all kind of promise you everything and give you nothing. It's just how they dress it up. And for me, the whole Donald Trump thing, it's entertaining, but it is for me now just starting to get a little old now, like just that stupidness.
You're over it. And
a little bit, yeah.
The same thing for, I don't, and we've talked about this time and time again, we're both equally guilty about not paying attention to politics. Mm-mm. I know Hillary Clinton just made history for women. It's the first time a woman's been selected to go forth in the presidential race.
And that's very cool.
It is. Mm-hmm. As a woman, I don't know if I feel, I didn't feel like, yes, we finally got our dues. I don't know, because I don't. To me, the same thing for you. They're not even real people at this point.
No,
they're just clowns. Yeah. You know, the shells of their self. But at some point, 2020. So Kanye West is on a BBC interview. Mm-hmm. He's saying he wasn't joking about running for president in 2020. And I'm thinking, what's the difference between him and Donald Trump? I mean, is there?
Age probably has about it. Like I don't know as much in it, really.
And all of these, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump keep pulling celebrities out to say, hey, listen, I'm standing by them. Like, why do I care who Elizabeth Banks is voting for? I don't know her.
It's actually starting to, and I don't know if it's just as time evolves, it becomes more like that. Mm. But it seems to be turning into like more of a sideshow. Like, you know, and as you said, like they're bringing out all these. Like, Katy Perry was with Hillary Clinton the other day.
Yeah, do stuff. I care what Katy Perry thinks?
She dances with,
I've heard you un-auto-tuned. You're garbage.
She was dancing with dolphins on TV like 18 months ago.
Yes. I'm not concerned with your political views. For somebody, if any of our listener, we have a listener who takes politics very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
What, I mean, what are you thinking of this? Are either of these, and not pushing your agenda one way or the other, but isn't this, doesn't everybody just think this is a clown show at this point? Donald Trump was talking and a mosquito came. He's like, oh, mosquitoes. I don't like mosquitoes. Shut up. What are you talking about?
And there's a picture of him on a plane yesterday with a KFC bucket. And apparently he won't. Apparently the story was that he loves KFC, but he won't pick it up and eat it. He eats it with a knife and fork. And there's a picture of him on a plane with a knife and fork. It's like it's that kind of thing. It just seems so stupid to me. Because why is that important?
I honestly feel like I know Kanye West more than I know either of these two. And if he was in the race with these, I'd vote for him.
So
that's where I stand. So some people were like, thank God she doesn't actually vote right now. We're switching stations.
But do you think that it's going to come to that point in time where you're going to get people like Kanye?
It's
Kanye
just a popular vote at that point.
You know, are we going to see down the line Jimmy Fallon running for president? Like, is he going to get to that point where it's those kind of people?
I always thought Jon Stewart should run for president.
Mm-hmm.
I would vote for Jon Stewart in a heartbeat.
So that's another one.
Only because I like The Daily Show on Comedy Central.
But do you think it's going to get to that point? Someone said to me the other day, and where was I? I can't remember where I was now. And someone started talking about this, and I said same thing, like I don't vote, so I'm kind of, and he said well, the thing is, what he hears is that people are saying it's just the lesser of two evils, whichever one gets in, because they're both kind of really equally as bad as the other one. So it'd be interesting to see.
But one has absolutely no political experience, and the other one got her husband through 8 years. All right, so Kanye West running for president, does that scare you? Or do you think this is going to become the new norm where it's celebrities who can get the votes?
Wouldn't surprise me.
That come in. You tweet at Petch Namey or 424-1234 to be part of the show.